Mahoney Morning Show.
Listen live on the Odyssey app.
Well, thank you for being with us today. Mahoney, to start today's show, I have got some inspiration. And I'm not talking about reading you some meme that I saw online. I'm talking about a real-life situation where a man had a dream, and he followed it,
and he
succeeded.
Are you talking about me? Are you talking about...
Why would I be talking about you?
The inspirational life that I have led to this point, and I've inspired a nation to live their dreams and work smarter, not harder. And
if you're referring to the fact that you did a podcast beer-a-thon in the studio yesterday, and you got so drunk that you didn't clean up and very hurriedly, as we walked into the studio today, had to be gathering all of the cups, then
cans. Dave, you missed it. There were empty, open beer cans.
Really?
Yes.
No, I'm saving all of those beer cans that are in the recycling right now. I'm going to recycle them because I care about the earth.
Okay, sure good. You do.
And that's and also, I wasn't drunk.
You weren't?
I wasn't.
Your company was, huh? It was your company.
I was amongst brewers, and you can listen to our podcast if you go to find Dave Mahoney on your podcast platform of choice.
Mm-hmm.
You can find us, and you can find the Beer for Breakfast podcast I did yesterday with our friends over there at Big Dogs.
So if you want to give that a listen, then you can decide for yourself if Mahoney was drunk.
I was not.
You weren't.
Dave, do you see all of the beers that are in those two trash cans?
I mean, there is about 300 beers.
It's to the brim.
Uh-huh. There was 300 people in here.
There was.
Yeah, that's why.
In this 12 by 12 room.
It's a pretty small room.
Yeah, it was like a mosh pit.
Well, the inspiration that I'm talking about
not
does
me.
Have to do with a man.
Okay.
And it does have to do with drinking a whole lot of beer.
Mm, tell me more.
A dedicated drinker in Wales broke a Guinness World Record. And this is impressive. So try to do the mental math on this. By visiting 56 different pubs in 24 hours and having at least one beverage at each.
That's, I mean, if you're talking two beers, basically two and a half beers an hour.
Every half hour, you have to be in a pub and go have a beer and then go to the next one. And it's more than that, right? Because we're talking about 24 hours and 56 different pubs.
Uh-huh.
He didn't have to technically have an alcoholic drink at each one.
Oh, well, that's garbage.
But... Is it?
Oh, I had a glass of water at a pub.
I think just physically getting to 56 different
pubs.
That's
a lot of liquid.
That's a lot of liquid.
Go to go down to Austin and whatever those bars.
On 6th Street?
Yeah, whatever. There's like 1,000 bars in a 2-square mile. Just, you could do that really easy.
You had some beers in the studio and you couldn't even manage to throw away the trash yesterday. And you're going to sit here and dog on this guy that went to 56 different pubs in 24 hours.
How does me cleaning up the studio affect anything?
I'm saying you had a couple of beers and fell apart.
I worked. I had basically a 24-hour day yesterday.
Did you?
I have been working
nonstop,
very hard.
You
don't even know what the kind of work I've been putting in for the show.
Well, why don't you tell us?
I got a lot of projects.
Secret projects.
You think I'm laughing? You're laughing. I am working on something that neither of you know about. That's very cool.
Going to change our lives.
I mean, not change your lives, but it's very cool.
Okay,
and
very
for
cool.
The show.
A very cool secret project that took 18-ish hours or so.
I've been working on this for 3 whole days.
3 days.
Nonstop.
Why are you choosing to do this during the busiest week we have?
Do you want to pull back the curtain and just tell us what the secret project is?
It wouldn't be a secret because I'm going to surprise you when it's done.
Oh, you want to surprise us when it's done.
Yeah.
Look at him.
I am 1,000% serious. 100% serious.
Guy.
Like, on top of everything else that I'm doing extra things for the show to make you guys happy. I'm working
to make us happy.
Yes.
It's literally to make you happy. He's convincing me.
It is 1,000% to make you happy.
He's convincing me. I'm getting pulled in.
Text my wife right now and say, hey, is Mahoney working on a secret project to make you guys happy?
I love
and she
secrets.
Will say yes. Has he been working on it for 3 days straight? 72 hours.
Okay, surprises.
I don't mean to dog on the secret project because I'm sure it's very important.
Is it a secret project that's going to make you look greater on camera and us worse on camera? Because
no.
This is just what always happens. Mahoney's like, wow, I got this great camera. Places it in front of himself.
I just invested so much money for our show into this new camera for me. Exclusively.
Hey, it's the source material that the camera's working
that's
with.
Fair.
Yeah,
that's fair.
It's just a representation.
So, Mahoney, is this secret project going to perhaps also delight you?
Yeah, I mean, it makes me happy
as well.
Okay.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show.
Do you guys consider yourselves to be forgetful?
Yes.
Because
very.
Something just happened here in the studio where, you know, we stream every day on Twitch, twitch.tv/Dave Mahoney. And Mahoney has a wireless mouse that he uses to launch the stream. And for the last five days, every single day he's come in here and he gets mad because the battery is dead.
It's still... And what were you just doing? I thought, Dave, did you just see him? Like, he took the batteries out because they've been dead, like you said. He
and out of the corner of my eye, I thought, oh, he's taking that out because he finally remembered to bring in a battery. It's been angering him so much every day when he realizes that he's forgotten it. And then here we are again, another day with no battery.
So you were just banging the batteries on the countertop hoping to get some extra juice out?
That's been working for the last week or so.
No, yeah. Lord.
This,
okay.
this is the new school blow into and smack the side of the Nintendo to make it work.
I get about 10 seconds worth of mouse use out of each time I take it out and bang it on the counter.
There's got to be other mouses about that you can hawk their batteries.
I looked last week, and I looked all around the office like for a battery, and we have nothing in here that takes AA batteries.
Okay, so but do we have a mouse... I mean, I see mice everywhere. There's tons of mice around. There's no other mouses that you could take that are wired.
They're all wired. And my laptop mouse is for my laptop, but that one's charged by like USB, so I can't use it on the other one. Because I'm using it on...
This is the most first world problem thing ever.
But yes, I continue...
I've got a surprise for you, my friend.
Oh my God, look
at
all the
batteries.
Four Energizer Maxes.
Did you do this on purpose?
Because
you knew?
Because
you knew Mahoney was going to
forget. Because I was sitting in my office yesterday at home doing some work, and I just glanced over and I saw where I keep my batteries.
That's a friend.
And I was like, should I even bother putting these in my bag? Because certainly tomorrow he is going to remember the batteries. And then I'm like, no, he's not. There's 0% chance that he is going to bring the batteries. And sure enough, you forgot them, but I got you.
My routine before the show is very set in stone.
Okay, Mahoney, just tell the man thank you.
No, I am saying thank you, but it's hard for me when I'm getting ready because I've been doing the same thing the same way for so many years.
See, he doesn't need to say thank you because he deserves these batteries.
Uh-huh, because he's been doing the same thing for the same way for so many years.
He can't be expected to be working on this secret project for us.
And remember batteries.
That's too much.
You want the stream to go out?
I mean, I don't care. Whatever.
Maybe they're having some kind of transmitting trouble. Why don't we phone the station?
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail. 833-YO-DUMMY. Again, 833-YO-DUMMY.
Starbucks is one of the biggest companies in the world without having to pay for TV ads. Have you ever seen a commercial for Starbucks?
Message deleted.
I don't know if I have.
That's a good question. I don't think so.
Do you need to advertise when you're literally on every corner in every suburb and city in America?
I mean, how many
Starbucks locations? There's got to be, what, like 20,000 Starbucks locations in America?
Roughly. There's probably... Should I Google this?
Are I'm you Googling right now, yeah.
I would say that there has to be as many Starbuckses as there are McDonald's.
More Starbucks than there are McDonald's. There are 15,436 Starbucks in America.
15,000?
All 50 states and two U.S. territories.
You gotta think they're in... like places like Target, they're inside every, and multiple areas in malls usually. Like, that's pretty crazy to think about how many Starbucks there are. What about Dunkin'? Dunkin' does actually advertise, though.
I see Dunkin' commercials all the time. Yeah, but that's, you know, I mean, Dunkin' was primarily an East Coast and Midwest chain for many years, but in recent years, obviously, they've had a massive expansion, but you can't. It's crazy. Do you think we as Americans are more addicted to coffee than any other substance?
Yes.
That is out there?
Good, because caffeine is absolutely an addiction.
It has to be coffee, right?
Yeah, I mean, if you think about the number of people that are in line every single day, and not just in the morning, but all day, every day at Starbucks. Like there's a Starbucks, obviously, that's not too far from the radio station here. And I'll go there at the most random times, like 2 o'clock in the afternoon, and there's a line wrapped around the building.
So,
caffeine is, you can 1,000% become addicted to caffeine.
Dunkin', there are 9,431 locations. So, I mean, between the two, but no, I mean, almost, it's 2/3. But between the two, you've got 25,000 locations in the U.S.
That's wild.
That's, I mean, yeah. You think, then you add in McDonald's coffee in the morning everywhere else. Yeah, I feel like more coffee problem. That's got to be our most addicted to substance in this country.
Sugar.
Oh.
But how many people take their coffee with sugar?
No, that's what I mean.
I think you and I are in a minority of people who drink coffee
who drink
black.
Yeah. Yeah, ordering
sugar just in general, though. Like, I mean, think about, like, the other day, the first thing that I did whenever I woke up in the morning to let my dog out, I have to pass by, like, those Lindor chocolates or whatever they're called. You know, little chocolate balls.
Oh, the little gold foil things?
Do you have
like, a bowl of those sitting in your house? What are you
doing?
It's
got to be your roommate, right?
No, it's me.
Oh, you put them out. What are you doing?
It's the dark chocolate ones. Dark chocolate's a little bit better for you. So I have them right by the door. And I woke up to let Blue out the other morning, and I grabbed two.
You ate two large chocolate balls first thing in the morning?
For breakfast.
But you know, like, this is why I don't buy candy for my house.
Don't do it.
Because when I do...
What are you talking about? You have candy all over your house. You have those giant...
That's why he doesn't buy candy for his home.
Because he has secret candy.
Please leave a message after the tone.
I think you guys need to go and read the Congressional Investigative Report on UFOs. It might change your mind.
Message deleted.
Man, can you turn that into a documentary or something?
Yeah.
I ain't reading any type of documents.
Who are you talking to? Yeah. Us reading all fancy life.
You need to go through and read every journal, every written by every doctor and every scientist. No,
let me know when there's a Netflix special.
Exactly.
This is why I've gotten very good at, you know, making sure I say things a certain way, because I don't read, like, none of us have ever read a study. None of us have ever read
since college.
No, I mean, even then, we never read, like, a full-blown footnotes. like we've read the condensed version
of cliff notes of it.
And
sure.
I make sure to say I didn't read a study. I read an article about a study. That's what I read. I read two paragraphs about something that it's probably 500 pages.
Instead of an article, because that feels cheap, I like to say I read a summary of the study.
No, I don't even say that. I'm just like, I Googled it. If it's not in that paragraph, that's, you know, whenever you Google something and there's like that little paragraph at the very top of your Google search.
If it's not on page one and in the preview, it's not true.
Sometimes even, like, you don't even have to click on an article. It'll just give you, like, say, like, how many goldfish can take up a gallon tank? I don't know why that just came to my head, but sure. How many goldfish can fit in a gallon tank?
Well, one gallon tank? That's a small-ass tank.
That's a small tank.
No, I mean, it's like, how many goldfish can fit?
No. If you put all the goldfish in there that you're trying to.
Are we talking about those ones that you can buy at Walmart? The snack ones. The delicious baked ones.
Let's Google it. If it's not at the top, then it's not worth continuing.
I think you could fit 40 goldfish into a 1 gallon.
That's a gallon of milk sits in your fridge.
40 goldfish.
40 goldfish.
40 goldfish. They would not be comfortable. They would not survive.
Uh-huh.
This is not sustainable.
It'd be the Manhattan of goldfish apartments or whatever. You know, you're just stacked on top of each other. But let me ask you this, Audrey, because I do that too. But there are things that I know the answer to, and I know that are right, that sometimes when I Google, that first little paragraph that's not even linked to a website comes up, and I see that it's wrong. So how often do you think we are Googling stuff and getting fake or wrong information because of that?
You should Google that.
Would you like to know how many fish?
I would love to know.
One goldfish.
One.
One goldfish is, like, sustainable. You can't have 40 living in there. Saying if you were brave, you could fit 40 in there.
What are we trying to, like, jam them all in there?
Yes.
No,
I'm talking about max capacity.
You were trying to cause goldfish genocide, man.
It's one fish per 1 gallon.
Yeah. Survival of the fittest. The last one that's alive gets to keep it.
You're trying to have, like, Hills Have Eyes goldfish up in there.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Hey, y'all. Why do you think it's okay for men to be shirtless in public, but not women?
Message deleted.
I think it is okay for women to be shirtless in public. I think we are too puritanical. If I can show my nipples, women should be able to show their nipples as well. 100%.
I mean, I love that for you, Mahoney, and I love that for women who want to do that.
I am not
having these things thanging.
No, but you don't have to if you don't want to. Just like I don't go topless in public.
Exactly.
But legally, I can. But hey, nobody wants to see these moves over here.
I love that. There's just time and place. Like, I don't need to be going through Walmart in the dairy section, exactly. Like, I don't need to go and get my milk. It's cold over there. It's freezing. I don't need all kinds of, like, no. No.
Days when it's like,
put them away.
The peak of summer, you're sweltering.
Oh, yeah, the peaks. That felt so sensual. This is the peak of summer. It's like some like erotica novel.
No, you got an under boob sweat.
It's the peak of summer.
No, just, no. Yeah,
she walked in with her peaks in the dairy section.
we all envision like the girl with the hair blowing in the wind, like in the Jeep Wrangler with the doors off and the jean cutoff shorts and just boobies blowing in the breeze.
No, man, it's going to be somebody with like a, oh, no.
They're going to look like me with a wig. For real.
Driving a but Chrysler hairier. Sebring. Oh, so hairy.
Call or text the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show anytime at 833-YO-DUMMY.
So I ran into a situation yesterday. I had to go to the UPS store, which I don't know why every time I go to the UPS store that's by my house, there's a line of 30 people. But there is.
Really?
I mean, they also do like Amazon returns there.
Do you
have
the one that's near, that's like right next to my house?
No.
There's a different one?
Yeah, there's a different one. But for whatever reason, like there's always a line, but it moves pretty quick.
Doesn't
there's
it always feel like a bombed out place too? You're like, how is this the world's best shipper? But it's like this.
Why is this so
sketchy? Is sketchy as hell. Yeah,
such a sketchy lobby.
Like it's in a nice area, but I feel like I'm getting I'm going to get stabbed with a box cutter and taped up. So, inside there and thrown into a box full of packing peanuts.
There's a line that is, again, moving pretty quickly. Uh-huh. But there's an old guy that walks in, and he just goes to cut everyone off in line.
How old? I mean, how old are we talking?
So that's an important question, right? Because he's not 90.
Okay.
He's not even 80. I would say
60.
No, a little older than that. Like maybe early to mid-70s is my guess.
But did he look decrepit?
He looked fairly rough.
Yeah. Like, was he walking with a cane?
Nope.
Was he carrying a big-ass box?
None of this matters.
Didn't have a big-ass box? Nope.
None of this matters.
There's things that matter. There's factors. Like, dude, if you're about dead and you're cute, you're a cute old person who's about to be dead, you get a pass.
You get a pass?
You get a line pass.
Cute, not that old.
Not old enough. I don't think that if you... To me, in my head, there's only certain amount of age privilege that you get whenever you're at the post office.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, we're all waiting here. Like, if you need to sit, like, I'll hold your place in line. Like, you go sit, cutie, little old person. We've all been here for an hour.
If you're over if you're over 85 and you're cute, you get a pass. Cute old grandma. Cute old grandpa, little tiny person.
But see,
that shrunk down to their like 4 foot
like, hey, man,
nine now.
I've got my whole life in front of me. You've already spent years.
They got a pass if they're cool. Yeah, but if he rolls in and he's just like
he rolls in, and he walks up. He's like, I just need to drop this off. And they're like, okay, yeah, you can just drop it right here. He's like, well, can you scan this for me? And they're like, okay. Then they scan it. He's like, oh, can I get a receipt? And you're like, okay. So now you're just flagrantly cutting everyone off.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, man, I'm not going to say anything, right? But I could tell a couple of the people in line were pretty mad about it.
It's
and we're
hot.
Like on the edge. Yeah.
There is nothing worse than like being hot and waiting in line in the middle of summer.
Dave's at that age now, though. This is a tough age for you on the other end of things, because I'm sure there's a lot of other people who are looking around. You're an in shape, able-bodied guy of a respectable age now. You're 42.
So you think that I need to be the voice of reason.
I bet there were people there looking to you to say something.
They said, there's a man with testosterone. Stand up for us, sir.
I was like, nah, I'm just going to keep looking at Instagram.
No! Why did you do that? Why?
Why did you do that, Terry?
There was a certain person, a person so vile and arrogant, the middle ground between horrible and useless, a culinary and retail nightmare, a person which we call Karen. These are the Karen Chronicles.
May I speak to the manager?
So the Karen Chronicles are all reviews that are normally of very well-reviewed businesses. Mm-hmm. Yes, last week we did have a 3-star strip club.
That's a well-reviewed strip club.
It's a pretty well-reviewed strip
club. Considering the area of the country it was from, yes.
Today we have two reviews, and both of them are from restaurants. No strip clubs involved today. And the first restaurant is actually one of my favorites from college, called Groucho's Deli. And they had this dipping sauce that was kind of like Thousand Island dipping sauce, but a little bit better. And it was just like creamy and delicious.
Was it their secret sauce, the Groucho sauce?
Yeah, it's called their 45 sauce. And that's actually the first review. Groucho's Deli, Columbia, South Carolina. It's got 4.6 stars out of 5. And Jeremy H. said 5 out of 5 stars. What's not to like at Groucho's? Their 45 sauce is great. The sandwiches are wonderful, delicious. The service, signage says they've been around for 70 years. You can see why.
Big fans of Shinedown.
70 years? That's a long time for a sandwich shop.
You're dang right it is. BJ said 5 out of 5 stars. Ambiance A, service A, price A. Clean, open, bright, lots of windows, bringing in that natural light.
Oh, well, sounds like a lovely place, Dave.
Well, except for Karen not too impressed. Karen B. said 1 out of 5 stars. First off, I don't appreciate all the little college floozies in here with their poopers dangling out of their shorts. All the pervy-ass dudes just staring at them. I purposely wore a low-cut shirt that day, hoping to get a little attention. And instead, I was upstaged by little Miss Booty Cheeks and her gaggle of undergrad buds. To top it all off, I forgot my cell phone when I left the restaurant because I was too upset. And when I went back to get it, it was still there. Is my iPhone 4 too ugly to garner any attention to? I blame Groucho's for only catering to pretty people. Sandwiches are pretty on point, though.
That can't be real. Can't be real. There's no way that somebody seriously took the time to write that as, like, real life. That's satire. Has to be.
You know what? If it is satire, tip of the cap to you. But hey, the fact that she's like, I wore a low-cut shirt to try to get some attention and no one's looking at me.
You got them cheeks out at a deli shop.
Yeah.
You're my type of...
She double-cheeked up at the deli.
Mm-hmm. You about to get that 45
foot,
sauce.
I was going
to
say, the foot-long for me, sir.
That is 2 cut spiral hams back there, baby.
Cannot.
The next one is Jeff Ruby's Steakhouse in Louisville, Kentucky. Also very well-reviewed. 4.5 out of 5 stars. Kareen V said 5 out of 5. My fiance and I decided to try Jeff Ruby's for the first time. And from the moment we entered, we felt welcomed. We were greeted by a manager named Samira who took us to our table and explained the menu.
Okay.
Which is pretty unheard of. Like,
for
the manager meeting you at the front. And then,
oh, yeah.
That's something.
Hands on.
Scott L. said 5 out of 5. Oh, my God. This meal was incredible. Service was some of the best I've ever had. And the food was to die for. We started off with sushi and then had fillets for the meal.
Wait, they got sushi?
They got sushi, yeah.
Sushi and fillets?
Which sounds awesome.
It sure does.
I feel like that could go so wrong, though.
Karen J, not impressed. 1 out of 5 stars. What a dump. First off, I am Yelp elite. I demand to be treated as such. Instead of immediately showing us to the best seat in the house when we arrived, we had to wait 4 minutes before we were being showed to our very average table. I know, I started a timer. Once at the table, the service was very attentive and the food was quite good. But I didn't like the server's assistant. He smiled at me and I got a funny feeling. I'm pretty sure he was trying to sex me. It got me so bothered, I barely enjoyed the complimentary dessert. That was compliments of the chef. I had to go home and take a cold shower after this meal. I was so mad.
Okay, this goes for men and women. Just because someone smiles at you does not mean they're attempting to do anything other than be just friendly.
Yeah, and also, Karen, I think you just got turned on. Like, you had to go home and take a cold shower.
If I smile at you, that means I probably hate you. Like, literally, that's the only time I smile. It's like, I'm gonna murder you. That's what's going through my head.
It's people whose lifetime goal is to own a fireworks stand. It's the Redneck Report.
Man, I don't want to get into the business of telling people how to properly rob things, but this is a little bit of a tip for you.
What's that,
if
Dave?
You're going to steal a jet ski, you should know how to start the thing.
Hey, who doesn't know how to start or drive a jet ski?
I mean, you push a button.
Yeah.
It's not too complicated. So a dude stole a jet ski in Central Florida. He didn't get very far because he didn't know how to start it. So deputies saw this guy stealing this jet ski, and they're like, hey, stop. And he's like, no, and tried to start it. Couldn't figure it out. And so he was just floating away in the current.
Oh, no. Oh, poor guy.
And so the cops just casually walked out onto a dock where there was a family with a boat, and they're like, hey, can you just take us over to the jet ski? And they're like, yeah, sure.
And they so had to be that, a part of
they got
the, like a random family just got to be a part of this.
Isn't that cool?
Yeah, arrest. Yeah. Yeah,
I would 100% help chase down a jet ski thief.
A non-started?
Period.
I mean,
yes.
Actually, you know what? Even if it was started. I'll probably be a fun chase. Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, is this giving you kind of like, you know, now that you were a boat owner?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like some, you know, possible scenarios that may play out.
I mean, if I suddenly get deputized on the lake, I'll be a willing participant.
Isn't everybody who's driving a boat deputized already?
Pretty much.
It's a rule of the water.
That's right.
Kind of like the Wild West.
So I got some bad news, Mahoney. They got the monkey whisperer.
What do you mean they got the monkey?
Jimmy Wayne Hammonds, who is known as the Monkey Whisperer, who operates Monkey Whisperer LLC, which is a business engaged in breeding and selling wildlife.
Oh, okay.
I don't trust any dude whose name is Jimmy Wayne.
Jimmy Wayne Hammonds?
I do not
trust.
What's Jimmy short for?
James.
James Wayne. His mama named him James Wayne.
That sounds like a guy who's going to shoot a politician. For real.
For real.
You don't know it yet, but you are going to try to assassinate somebody. So this guy was trying to sell illegal monkeys, and he had a celebrity client in California, and the buyer couldn't lawfully possess this particular type of monkey in California, but he didn't care. He just wanted the cash, and so now he got busted. He 5 years probation, 8 months of home confinement, fined $90,000.
$90,000?
Yep.
Woo, that's a lot for a illegal monkey.
Well, he also illegally sold other wildlife in Alabama, South Carolina, and Wisconsin.
What? Oh, yeah. Wisconsin.
Who's out here buying illegal monkeys?
Right?
What kind of illegal monkey, like, do you need?
Like, do you think, like, the word on the street is like, hey, where do I get an illegal monkey? They're like, talk to the monkey whisperer.
LLC.
.net. He can't afford the, didn't have the .com.
He seriously went and applied for an LLC using the name Monkey Whisperer.
The Monkey Whisperer. Like, what did we think was going to happen?
Incorporated.
So this is just as poetic as it gets, you guys. There is a rapper out of Houston who got busted for stealing an ATM, but he had previously rapped about stealing ATMs.
Well, the best form of art is that art that comes from real life experience and, you know, real emotion. So, I mean, this guy's rapping what he knows about. Do we have some of his...
His real name is Ladeison Riley. He's 30 years old, but he goes by the very, very catchy hip-hop name, 213 Jug God.
Jugs?
And I do have some...
213 Jug God. Not familiar. I would like to hear some 213 Jug God, Dave.
Out of state, Dodger Jakes, running with the Florida place. I done hit the road and got that money in my 40 states. Specializing, burglarizing, better guard your safe. Loud code, we doing the dash, but we trying to avoid the taste. Yeah. Slow down, drive right, put cruise control. Let me know if you get tired, cause we can't let you lose control. Road running every day, the next 2 weeks we staying gone. We out here getting this money, we just praying that we make it home.
What?
There it is.
That's terrible.
Maybe stick to stealing ATMs and not rabbit.
Maybe they're having some kind of transmitting trouble. Why don't we phone the station?
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail. 833-YO-DUMMY. Again, 833-YO-DUMMY.
Please leave a message after the tone.
What can you do with a cup of sweat? Just curious.
Message deleted.
We were talking about that just a few days ago. There was the girl from 90 Day Fiancé who was bottling up her boob sweat.
Gross.
And selling it, and she was making like $5,000 a day doing it.
I don't believe that she's actually making that kind of money off of it.
You don't?
I don't. I think she just says she is, and it just keeps getting these stories in the news and
there's weird
circling
people
back
out there.
To other things.
There's weird people out there.
Yeah, but I feel like the weirdos want more than just boob sweat.
Yeah, like they want the boob sweat on underwear.
Yeah.
For real.
Why are people like that,
man? Underwear, we know somebody who was selling their underwear.
Yeah.
And she was selling them for a mint.
Really?
Was she? Because I thought that she tried to sell them for a mint and then it didn't go anywhere.
No. Yes.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
I mean, no. She was selling them. It wasn't like they weren't going anywhere. I think that she just decided to stop.
Define mint. Like, are we talking like a couple $100 a pop or like?
I don't know how much she was selling them for, but I do know that you have the ability to sell them for a couple $100.
Yeah,
bucks
I know
a pop.
Some people do, but I just think that, I don't know.
I'm
curious.
The dirtier they are, sometimes the more they sell for it too.
Man, people, why?
Like, they want you to wear them for like a week.
Ugh. Why? It's just dirty underwear, man.
Who cares?
I don't know.
I never got the fascination with the dudes who were like, who were like, I'm going to smell underwear. I'm like, I just like, why?
Because it smells like a
Yeah, but
stuff?
I mean, like, if you could like shower, please.
Yeah.
I prefer that.
Well, then
you know what
I
don't like? No odors whatsoever from, you know, like, or the smell of like a lovely lotion or body spray.
Yeah.
That smells That's great. It. Same thing with my wife. My wife doesn't love my musk.
No.
She's like, get your ass in the shower, you
there
filthy
are, there
bastard.
There are some girls. Do you know any girls like that that are
I
like
mean,
into like-
I'm not necessarily like, I'm not like a fan of stinky people, but I mean like bodily smells are just, I don't know how to describe it because that makes me feel like I'm like sitting here like sniffing like smelly people. But like so you have pheromones that are attached.
Yeah, I get
hormones
that.
And that are attached.
I don't. I've read the things like the guys who don't shower for weeks on end.
Oh, that's foul.
Because they want to, they're trying to accrue the pheromones, and I guess it boosts your T as well. So it's like for working out. Also,
I haven't ever disclosed this before, but do you know that my full name is Dave Pheromones?
Dave Pheromones.
Please leave a message after
the tone. Hey, Mahoney, I had a biscuit last night and I thought of you. Real OGs know why.
Message deleted.
Damn right, man.
You just had one biscuit last night and you thought you'd call and leave a message about it? I appreciate that.
Was it biscuit or brisket?
No, I couldn't spell biscuit. That's why. I spelled it the same way that you spelled Bisquick. That's because I grew up with Bisquick in my house. That's the only way I know how to spell biscuit.
It's not even the same.
I know,
sir.
But that's what we made our biscuits with was Bisquick. But you don't ever sit around like and get them Pillsbury dough, the Pillsbury biscuits.
Yeah.
And then I'll just because you can't just cook one. You can't just cook one. You have to cook all six.
Am I the only one that when you're smacking that thing on the edge of the counter and you know it's going to pop open, that for some reason I'm a little bit terrified that it's going to blow my hand off?
Why do you smack it? Just stab it.
I always stab it. No, I always pretend it's something else, kind of.
Oh, you're like.
That's what that would be like.
Another startling explosion.
So when a bird poops on you, do you think that's actually good luck, or do you think that's just something people say to make you feel better?
Message deleted.
It's like whenever you say, oh, it's raining on your wedding day.
That's good luck. It's like, no, this sucks.
You're just trying to make bad situations into good ones, which I can appreciate. Sure, turn, you know, glass half full mentality.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, no, it's just raining on your wedding day and you just got crapped on.
Right in the hair. It's not coming out.
Yeah, it ain't good luck. That's just what unlucky people say to make themselves feel better.
It's like when poor people say money isn't everything.
No, that's what I say. No, that's what rich people say, Dave.
No, poor people say money isn't everything.
I've never met anybody who's broke. When I was broke as hell, money was everything. All of my problems always circled around being broke.
You don't know anyone that's broke and has been broke for a long time that's like, money isn't everything. That's not what I'm worried about.
I've never met a single person like that. Not once. Because they don't exist. That's a dumb person who has way too much money kind of thing to say.
For real. Brutal Saul said a good point in the chat, twitch.tv/Dave Mahoney, said pretty people say looks don't matter.
Yeah, they do. Try being ugly.
Uh-huh.
Try being ugly.
Follow the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on social media at Dave and Mahoney.
So for those of you that listen regularly, you know that Audrey is newly single, and she has a bit of a question here for the audience today because she needs a little bit of advice. And I did like Mahoney's solution to this, but Audrey didn't seem like she was down with it. You're curious, how do you ghost somebody?
Okay, yeah. So attempting to so you say newly single, and it is one of those things where I'm trying to navigate who has access to me? You know what I mean?
Sure.
And what I mean by that is like, I'm not like a for everybody person, period. I've just never kind of been like that. So whenever we started kind of talking about this new chapter of my life, the DMs
started blowing up.
Sure. Yeah. And it was like fun. Like, oh, that's kind of cool. Like the attention or whatever. But now it's getting to the point where it's like, stop. You know what I mean? So it's like, some people from, that I've known since I was a kid, some people who, who've been in my life, I'm 30, who've been around for a really long time, they're continuously trying to text me and reach me, and it's getting annoying.
Can you just mute their text?
Well, no, so.
I mean, I know if it's people you know, but how well do you know them?
But, I mean, since middle school.
Were these people you were talking to in any sort of regular capacity before?
Before, no.
Then
so it was like they found out that you were single and maybe they've always had kind of a thing for you, but the timing didn't work out.
Sure.
So you reconnected with them. Somebody slid into your DMs and.
Well, yeah, and let's not get it twisted. It's not like a treasure trove of human beings, right? It's just like one or two people who are just continuously they're just not getting the hint that I'm not wanting to talk. You know what I mean? One guy for middle school and another guy who just is really just pressing. And
what's pressing look like? I don't know. I don't want to push you on it if you don't want to talk about it. And I'm sorry.
No, it's okay.
But I'm genuinely what does that look like? Because I don't know. Because I just feel like guys are so damn stupid.
We're so stupid.
And I don't know. I'm just genuinely curious what they're doing out there.
like, why?
And like, well, like, how are they, like, how, like, and I'm not like, I'm just curious, how, like, what is pressing?
Okay, so
can you, if you could just,
for clarification, if I'm interested and invested in somebody, you're going to know that about me. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I'm like, I am going to be responsive. I am going to be, you know, sweet and caring and all of those things that somebody would be to somebody who is interested, mm-hmm. right? Like, you'll know that about me. And if I have that interest in someone, everyone else, like, bump it. You know
yeah.
what I mean? Like,
yeah.
so with that being said, if I'm not showing you interest and if you are not getting responses from me,
it's because you're not on the top of the list.
I'm just not interested. And I don't know how to. The ghosting thing is just, it's so hard because I really don't want to be that type of person.
You can't ghost somebody. You can't technically ghost somebody if you've never gone out with them.
Right.
That's not ghosting.
That's fair.
That's not ghosting.
I liked Mahoney's idea of we announce the cuts live on air.
Like the NBA draft?
Yeah. Yeah, like, sorry, man. You're not in the first round.
Nope.
Stay seated on that couch at home with your family.
You have been voted off the island. Well, it's because Audrey loves Survivor.
Survivor. Flow about his torch.
Yep. Sorry, buddy.
Bring Jeff Probst in to announce the cuts.
Well, so last night I actually had to do the thing that I did that's just so uncomfortable and so awkward. But as an adult, I mean, I felt like it's the adult thing to do, right? Like, this guy had, like, again, was just kind of continuously blowing my phone up. And I had ignored the last, like, six texts.
And you're talking texts, not DMs.
Texts, right.
So, because he's
had my number for forever.
That's a lot.
Right. So, six I had ignored.
Yeah.
And I'd even told him, I was like, I was straight up. I was like, you're texting me and I'm on a date. Like, I'm on a date right now. Like, I, like, stop. Essentially, I'm like, stop. Did not get the hint.
Okay.
So,
then block.
That's not a hint, right? So,
if I'm on a date.
That was going to be my next question, right? If you're on a date with somebody else and you really like this person and see potential there, and this guy is messing that up, he has no right to interject himself in that aggressive of a fashion, because that's
right.
really
Dude,
aggressive
and
annoying.
And I
annoying.
Even had to say it again last night. I was like, listen, like, I am out of respect because, again, like, I'm not like I'm interested in someone, right? So it's like, if I'm interested in someone, respectfully, I'm not going to be responding to you. And he sent back, like, three, like, cry face emojis.
Oh, what a bitch.
And
block. Block. See you never.
And I was like, bro. So, like, that's what I'm saying. Like, I don't know how to navigate.
So thirsty.
I'm not good at this. I don't know how to do it.
You're too nice. You are too nice.
Block him.
Just block?
If
he is messing up, a situation where you have genuine interest. I mean, no, like...
No, I'm just saying not messing it up, because he's just being annoying.
But if you're on a date with somebody, and some other dude has blown up your phone...
Ain't no other guys who's out on a date with Audrey, who's... She's a sought-after woman, you know, who's attractive. Yes, people are going to be texting her. That's not gonna... Any guy who's intimidated by her getting texts, that ain't the dude
either.
It's
one thing if it happens once. If there's six or seven text messages coming in, and especially if it's like late at night and stuff, like
right?
that's just, that's not appropriate.
No, it isn't appropriate.
It isn't appropriate, and that's whenever I start to be like, okay, wait, like this isn't on me. Like I've tried, so I feel like maybe blocking. Yeah.
No. I got a great idea. Hey, people in our chat, twitch.tv/Dave Mahoney, clip that segment. Let's send it to him.
The Dave and Mahoney Morning Show present The Internet is Awesome.
Oh, the Internet is a magical place. And just a couple days ago, Audrey showed us her talk, and she was very much on fart talk for the past few days. I don't know why. This one comes from a chiropractor's office. And this girl is getting like stretched out. And I guess they film a lot of these sessions.
They do.
And, you know, she... getting squeezed and contorted and everything else, and she was just not really that ashamed of what happened next.
Take a nice soft breath in and out. Good. Let this relax here. Just kind of sink in. Good. Just like that. And we're back.
Yes. You're gonna that felt toes. Really good.
I would not be able to keep a straight face.
No.
I mean, it almost feels like sometimes in those chiropractic sessions, so much sexual tension, and for
so
her
much.
To be so comfortable in that moment to let that happen. I mean, just his whispers were just so sexual that she was just like, all right, let me just fart on you after that.
Alberto said that was wet, and Kyle said that was too much Taco Bell.
When a guy talks like that, do you find that to be like, attractive?
Depends.
Who it's coming from?
Of course. I mean, it just depends on, like, the moment. I mean, like, sometimes, like, and those, like, it almost feels like therapeutic. Like, it felt like he was trying to be a little too sexy. Mm-hmm. But, like, sometimes when guys have, like, soft voices like that, it's like, it can put you to sleep. You know what I mean? It's like, boom. Like,
one of our consultants
is very like soft spoken like is. That, and it's very therapeutic.
I'm aroused every time we talk with him.
Ivanka said, "I love me a good fart first thing in the morning."
Dude, I'll be honest. So I had some, I had a couple drinks during the Beer for Breakfast podcast that I recorded yesterday, and I may have made some poor food choices on the way home. I stopped at the Mexican place.
Oh boy!
And so got a full blown burrito.
So. These are more
beef quesadilla.
Oh God!
Two tacos.
What?
Two churros.
Jeez!
And a chimichanga.
So this morning, when you woke up,
dude, I woke up at 2 a.m. this morning and woke my wife up.
Oh no!
With a
fart.
Oh yeah.
Oh.
She was not happy.
I imagine she was not.
Yeah.
Let's continue here. This is from Fast Food Freakouts. This is not exactly a fast food restaurant. It's from a Denny's where one guy, he was the one filming this. Keep in mind. How entitled is this dude?
In a second, I'll be right there with you.
But she still, she came, but she didn't bring sugar, and then she left and continued to bus tables.
Well, what do you want to do?
I want a server who's going to be attentive to me because they're going to expect a tip.
No, we don't expect.
Yes, everybody expects a tip. Everybody expect. We're in a food industry where everybody tips.
Well, would you want to do it?
To give me a server who's going to come and make sure that I have sugar with my coffee.
We bring you coffee and you sugar.
The coffee's there. It's getting cold. She did not bring sugar, right? So I just need the sugar. I don't need the coffee. And I need a server who's actually going to make sure that I have the things that I need.
Sir, you're eating at a Denny's. You're maybe going to leave a $6 tip at most. You do not get to be that entitled over a $6 tip.
An adult, this Darren, the male version of a Karen, throwing a temper tantrum. Dude, you are an adult throwing a temper tantrum over sugar.
Mm-hmm. Right?
Dude, you have made some real poor choices.
And again, he was the one that filmed that and then uploaded it because he felt like he was in the wrong.
Oof. And also, shout out to that lady who was working at Denny's.
Just like, I have no time for this, but I will.
What do you want me to do, sir?
Like, yeah. And then she's like, I'll solve the problem. I'll bring you coffee and I'll bring you sugar. Sit down.
Shut up.
This one is insulting in a different way. It's just straight up insulting your own congregation. Mm-hmm. It's a pastor. We did mull it over. And we did the pastor edition. This guy did not have a mullet, as it turned out. But for whatever reason, he was having an off day, and he started yelling at this kid that was dozing off in the congregation. Dude. And then he walks down into the congregation and starts yelling at this other couple.
I can't understand. Like, everybody worships in their own way. They believe what they believe. You do you, whatever makes you happy, just as long as you're not hurting anybody. But if you're in this congregation, how is this guy your spiritual guide
right?
and leader?
Like, just listen to this gaslighting.
And he'd be surprised. Son, don't go to sleep while I'm talking. Hey, 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 don't you lay your head back. I'm important. Somebody. Mm. Now, you might do your English teacher that way, but I'm not teaching English. I'm teaching eternal life here. I love you. You know I love you. Have I convinced you I love you? You better nod your head. Yes, all right. Come on, put it right there. All right. You stay awake and you listen to me. And I noticed on the calendar I'm supposed to marry y'all. What makes you think I'd marry you? You're one of the sorriest church members I have. You're not worth 15 cents. And you want me to marry you to her? And you want to marry him, and he don't even know where he belongs, and you don't even know where you belong. Now, let me tell y'all, everybody here, how much I love these kids. Do you know I love you, sir? Stand up, big boy.
Dude, that is just so chaotic. I hate everything about that. Just
and
seems
him.
Like an abusive, drunk dad.
Yep. It was really, really bad. And like the whole, like you guys said it perfectly, the whole gaslighting situation of like abusing them pet.
You're terrible. You're terrible. But you know how much I love you, right? You're just like, ugh.
And that guy's a leader of a congregation.
Yay. And finally, how about this one? This is
Can you beat somebody with a Bible like you beat them with a phone book?
You could. It has to be one of those like leather-bound Bibles.
Or the
ones with the hardcover.
Because I would love to see that dude just get slapped with one.
Just chucking those hymnal books.
I grew up Catholic. Make him get smacked by one of those big old Bibles that I was like 10 years old underneath.
I had to carry one of those in the Episcopalian church, the ones that are like covered like a metal covering.
Heavy. It was the worst like shoulder arm day you could imagine. You're just like, holding it up there, and they always read this. the sermon so slow while you're holding it, too.
You're like, come on, man.
Speed it up.
And finally, for The Internet is Awesome, this was from Cover Your Ears. This was a cover of, and neither of you got it. You can hear it after the fact. It's a cover by an artist named Ash Baker of Oasis and Wonderwall. And it's interesting.
It's going to be the day that they're going to throw it back to you. Share this somehow. Realize what you gotta do. Yeah. I don't believe that anybody feels the way I do about you now.
It's got some real, like, Lil Nas X vibes to it.
And I dig it, man.
Mahoney was so inspired by that he declared he was going to buy the show in auto-tune.
It's coming, Dave.
It's on the way?
It is coming.
Get ready for the arts.
Maybe they're having some kind of transmitting trouble. Why don't we phone the station?
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail. 833-YO-DUMMY. Again, 833-YO-DUMMY.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Okay, so you have $1 million, but you can't spend it on yourself. What do you do with it?
Message deleted.
Give it to my wife.
No, that's spending it on yourself. Like, yeah, first I was like, yeah, I'll just pay off my house or pay off
my mom's house.
Yeah, I mean, but if you can't do anything like that, you can't give it to a loved one, family member, any of that stuff. I'll give it to you and then hold it over your head.
Well, you're saying we're not family, Dave?
We're not family.
Oh, that's true. No legal. legal. What if we got married?
If we got gay married.
Yeah.
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 Can we do that?
Can I give Mahoney $1 million since I can't spend it on myself or family and then gay marry him?
That's right.
Well, I don't think that's going to work because both of you are already married. You'd have to get divorced first.
That's fine. My wife, if
the government is trying to hold us down.
If there was $1 million, my wife would be like, yeah, you can divorce me. Yeah. And,
for a mil?
And gay marry Mahoney.
Your
and then,
wife would not let you divorce her for a mil. Not for a mil.
My wife would.
She might just do that for free. But I mean, honestly, what would you do with $1 million? I mean, if I couldn't spend it on myself in any way, shape, or
charity.
Form. Food insecurity for kids.
1,000%.
Stuff like that.
Yep. That is the one thing, you know. One of the things in the summertime that so many people forget that, you know, kids who are food insecure, they don't know necessarily where their next.
A lot of times they get their meals from the schools, yeah.
One food bank that we have worked with over the years, you know, when we first started work with them, I think one of the stories that just like touched you and me hard, and you know, this is 13, 15 years ago that we remember this from, is that we heard a story of a young kid who was in, I think, fourth grade, mm-hmm. and he had a sister who was in kindergarten. She wasn't doing summer school. He would take his lunch home from school during summer school.
And
you're just like,
sister, yeah.
And you forget that like during the year that you just don't know where these meals are coming from. So stuff like that.
Yeah.
And they know how to make it go real far.
Yep.
Which I need to learn how to turn $1 into 3 meals.
You're like, man, we got paid today. How am I already broke?
Yep.
Are you looking to me to ask me what I would do with a mil?
Yeah.
And I can't give it to people.
You can't give it to people that you know.
Yeah, because that's doing that something for you.
But can I, and I can't use it for myself?
You can't.
What? What kind of million is this?
You're like, what a waste of money.
What kind of million? So I can't use it for myself at all?
Nope.
I have to be selfless.
Selfless.
I
like that none of us can even conceptualize what this is like.
We're horrible people.
Like, I've never thought about this.
wait, let me answer. Okay. I would, in a selfless act with my $1 million, I would feed the homeless. I think that I would go.
That's nice as well. Yeah,
I think that I would go, and especially during the summer months, I feel like water and socks and... you know, just even some of those the blankets that help ward off the sun.
Protection from the elements, yeah.
Protection from the elements. That would be top tier.
There are so
especially
many
in the summer months.
There are so many problems in the world that are nuanced, that are hard to fix. That we would fix them if we could figure out how to do that, or they're divisive or whatever they may be. But the one thing that we as humanity and the earth, the one thing that is man made. Is hunger.
Yeah.
Like, we could fix that. We could solve that problem today if we wanted to, if there was money behind it.
If people want to know why I hate Elon Musk, it's because of this. He said, show me how to fix world hunger, and I will do it. And they actually did the math on it, and it came out to like $6 billion. Yep. And they presented him with the exact plan, and then he just went, nah.
Yeah.
But he wants to buy Twitter for $44.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Got it.
Cool. It is one of those things where, you know, I have friends who are just some of the most selfless human beings. And, you know, one of my best friends lives in L.A., and every Sunday she goes out and she makes breakfast for the homeless in a specific park. And she said $3 is all you need for one meal.
Are you talking about your friend Sarah?
No, my friend Delaney.
Oh, okay. Because I was going to say, your friend Sarah, like, posts, like, some of the meals she's making. I'm like,
she's out here.
Dude, she can cook.
Whipping it up. I know, yeah. She can cook. But my friend Delaney also is a very great cook as well. And, yeah. You know, $3 can feed is a breakfast for someone, you know? Yeah. And what's one of the most important meals of the day, what's one of the most happiest feelings that you can think of is fullness. And, you know, just getting that in the first thing of a morning, mm-hmm. You know, bless people who do that.
Yeah,
100%. It's beautiful.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Sun Tzu died in 496 BC, and his book is still being printed. What have you been up to?
Message deleted.
I take cute anybody selfies.
Has anybody ever read it?
Put that on a coffee table book, sucker.
I don't think The Art of War is a coffee table book, but it could
on
be.
On someone's coffee table. Yes. I bet it's
of
on some
it
douche
is.
Canoe's coffee yeah. table. The Art of War. I am just a streamline of testosterone.
He's got a picture of a topless woman hanging in his living room. Like,
what
are you doing, man?
Do you think? No, I feel like The Art of War because I once upon a time owned that book in my home. And I feel like it's one of those books that it's just like, whoever has it probably hasn't read it.
How many books in your house do you have that you haven't read?
Oh, my God. I am a person who I feel like I always thought I needed to have the physical copy in my hand in order for me to feel like I'm just through osmosis gaining whatever knowledge through the fingertips of my books, like to paper to touch, right? Yeah. And there's
books. The last 20 books I've bought, I probably bought 20 books over the last 5 years. I've read zero of them.
I'm telling you,
I am proud to say
brain.
I have read every single book in my house,
which is zero.
I also have no books in my house.
Every weekday morning from 6 to 10, the David Mahoney Morning Show.
Audrey, I don't know what you're doing, man. You're stepping in it. This is going to be a problem.
Why?
This whole thing with you met your front door neighbor, so you just moved into a new place.
Oh, yeah.
All right, so tell us about this guy.
Okay, so I was leaving. I was dressed nice. I was in a dress.
Dress
hair done.
Same dress you're wearing today?
No, actually, okay. This is a different dress.
That's a nice. That's a nice dress.
Was it like a date dress sort of thing?
It was a date
like,
dress.
Yeah, okay, got it.
So I was looking nice, and on the way out the door, it was like one of those moments where you turn and you like accidentally bump into each other sort of thing, and I turned, and he went. And I said, hi, I'm your new neighbor. I'm so sorry. I'm kind of in a rush. I'm a little late. And he was like, oh, no, it's okay. He's younger than me. He's probably like 25 or 26, but he's my roommate's age.
Right.
And I was like, oh, it's lovely to meet you. He told me his name. Totally can't remember it. But he told me his name. And I was like, we'll have to like say hi again another day. Again, I'm really sorry. I'm busy. But he's handsome.
Yeah.
And so then as I'm walking down, I'm like, oh, my gosh. My roommate and him.
You cannot have that happen.
Don't
do
that.
But how convenient.
That is
no.
That's the problem.
This is the worst idea. Like, you cannot. I know your roommate's young, but this is like, hey, take it from experience. Like, even hooking up with your coworkers in a job you like is dangerous as hell.
But when they live
next door, that's the next level.
And especially if like she ends up not wanting to break up, or he ends up not wanting to break up, and then they kind of go a little nutty, and then the person just trying to live their normal, coming around, and
true,
like then
true,
you have to
true,
move
true.
Again.
Okay, so but then at the same time, I was like, okay, well that just makes me feel a little bit better because we've got dude. See, I am such a person where her and I like privacy and like safety were top tier on our docket of wanting to move. Right, so we're on the third floor. So should I feel more safe in knowing that there's a guy that's like right in front of us that I want to
if
date my roommate?
If you establish it from the beginning as platonic, then sure. But okay. Otherwise, like the best case scenario for you is next week you meet his husband.
Yeah.
Right.
Like that would be top tier.
That would be the best case scenario. Yeah.
All right.
Without a doubt. But I mean, he's also young and dumb enough, because here's what the thing is. We're so stupid. He will 100% pursue this.
For sure.
With roommate.
Because I didn't notice. Actually, you know what I need to check is if he's got a doormat.
Yeah. There's a chick there. If there's a doormat.
If there's a doormat, there's a chick there.
If there's not a doormat, there's no woman there. That's all dudes. Yeah.
Okay. So that's actually an important piece of the puzzle. It's like I'm trying
to figure out.
This
is why you should have remembered his name. And guess what, Audrey? Mm. Your boy could have done a deep dive on him.
Mahoney would have been sleuthing.
I could find out.
Told you everything about him.
Because you already have his address and you get a first name. That has put you. I could find so much information about that guy.
It was an odd name. It wasn't like a John. It was like a
Xavier.
It was something that was multiple syllables. Like that, I heard it and I was like, that's not.
Was it like? Was it a foreign name?
I think so, actually. Yeah. And I didn't really detect much of an accent, but I mean, it wasn't. Again, I was just so flustered and trying to get out of the house. Watch me like hear it again, and it is like a John.
You gotta have your. I was gonna say have your roommate introduce herself, but that's you were just asking. That's
okay.
Again.
So pardon me if this is being cynical. But Dak actually made the point that this sounds like the beginning of a rom-com where, like, you both walk out of the apartment and, like, accidentally bump into each other. Do you think, Mahoney, that there's any possibility
he planned that?
That he was, like, waiting because he knew that the two new hot chicks just moved in across this.
Dudes do this stuff.
Dudes do this stuff all the time.
They do?
Yes. Like, he knows that there's two hot chicks.
He's just peeking out of his
And he's peeking out his peephole.
He's peeping on you.
And then he sees you come out, and then he just happens to come out at the exact same time.
Oh, that's horrific. That's horrific. That can't be a thing. That can't be a thing.
Oh, that's a thing. Oh, that's a thing.
It's a thing.
All right. Well, I'm never leaving the house ever again. That's horrifying. That's nightmare fuel.
We just ruined it for
you. You did.
No, I'm not saying that he's, like, creepy, right? He just wanted, like, a chance encounter, and it would be a creepy way to do it. I'm just saying that would not be.
That's not out of the realm of possibility.
That's horrible. Okay, well, I mean,
maybe he didn't do that. We're not saying he did.
He might not have done that.
But it could. That could. There's a possibility.
Makes me think that this situation that you're telling me is a little bit too convenient.
Maybe he's gay. Maybe he's.
Maybe he is.
Maybe he's down for the gays and the days. Like maybe he's just. Maybe he's got a doormat. I don't know.
Maybe he's got a doormat.
Maybe he's got a doormat. Maybe he's got a girlfriend. I don't know. But it was just one of those.
Also, like if he has a girlfriend, that doesn't.
That don't matter.
That don't matter.
Yeah. Or maybe a girl roommate. I don't know. The times are weird in 2022. All I did is I saw him and was like, oh my gosh, my friend. My roommate is single, and I was like, maybe.
No.
That is a
why?
Horrible.
Why would you think that was?
Because I just want everyone
to
be in love.
If things go really well, you're going to lose your roommate. If things go poorly, it's just going to be really terrible.
There's no upside.
Because then she's going to be uncomfortable coming home. You don't want to. You want that separation.
Yeah, home is.
The only thing worse than banging a coworker is
banging your neighbor.
Your neighbor. Because you can't escape it when it goes south, which it always does unless you get married.
Okay, so then what happens if... Okay, so because he's a dude that's like... That's just total... Like, that's just total bad news, right? Like, so of other neighbors, if they all... Because, you know, I had terrible neighbors the last place that
I
lived. So now I'm, like, really hopeful that, like, all my neighbors are going to be, like, awesome and great.
That
and, like,
is really entirely possible. I love your optimism.
I just really hope.
But, like, definitely not the dude who lives right across the hallway. He's,
there is
like, 6 feet away.
There is an exception, Dave.
What if I need him to, like, take the trash out or something?
1 month before your lease is up.
Yes.
Then you can explore that or have her explore that. 1 month, because then at least you have an out that's at the end of the month anyway.
Yeah, we were planning on moving anyway.
And also, I don't even know if she would fancy this guy. My mind is just, I want everyone to be so in love. That's just where my mind went. She's never even seen this guy ever. Like, she might not even.
You're already planning their wedding.
I am. I'm like sitting here. I'm like, all right. So,
so I picked out the colors for your bouquet and.
Glitz, glamour, fame, scandal. Weight loss tea? It's Pop Trash!
Y'all saw that Britney Spears got married, right?
I did. Congratulations to her.
I'm really hoping the best for Britney Spears. She did the wedding and, I mean, didn't really look like she got ready necessarily, but... You know, I'm hoping the best
Dave,
for Britney Spears.
When the moment is right, it doesn't matter if you get your hair done, your makeup professionally done, if you have a huge ceremony, if you just do it at the courthouse. It's all about.
Did you see that her nut job ex showed up?
Which one?
The first husband, the guy that she
Jason
married.
Jason whatever?
Jason Alexander. The dude who, not Jason Alexander from Seinfeld. That would have been pretty funny.
Had George from Seinfeld showed up, that would have been awesome.
No, it was Jason Alexander was his first name. She got married to him in Las Vegas, and they were clearly, well.
Drunk.
Rolling their balls off is what it looked like. Their pupils were the size of the moon. But they got it annulled like 55 hours after it happened, right?
Which
but it was kind of at the height of her popularity.
Yeah.
And that, what was that, like?
12, 13 years ago?
Long time ago.
Yeah.
Anyway, so he showed up at this wedding to kind of like crash it and was like, oh, no, I'm invited. I'm her first husband and she's been my only wife and was like trying to storm the area to get in and all this stuff. Like, it was just a bad situation.
I think, you know, I say good on Brittany for finding a man, you know, because that is a handsome dude.
He is a dime piece. But I mean, is he also, I don't know, man.
Is he a creep?
My spidey senses go off in situations like this, and this might be the cynic in me or just... I don't know. Whenever somebody is this bad off with their mental health state, I mean, I know that we were all Free Britney. We wanted her out of the conservatorship because nobody who is just because you have mental health issues, that does not mean that you should be bound by a court of law as basically you're imprisoned without being in prison, right? So I think that everybody wanted that for her to have some sort of freedom. But with that being said, if not a single family member wants to be at, not even your kids want to be at your wedding.
Did they not want to be? Really?
It said that they wished their mom the best, but they didn't attend the wedding.
No one from Britney's side of the family came. Only celebrities. It's like, it just kind of makes me go, you know, is it because Britney is, you know, really pushing people off and isolating herself after all of this conservatorship drama? Is it the husband that the kids don't like? Like, the kids not being there is the biggest red flag to me.
Yeah, it feels like Britney's got a ways to go before she's kind of back to her old self. I'm just really rooting for her.
You just hope that there's a prenup in place.
Yeah, because this guy's not like trying to fleece her.
That's what I'm kind of getting at, is this guy a predator?
Also, Mahoney, that first marriage, Jason Alexander, 2004. Nearly 20 years ago.
Jesus, that is 20. I watched his live, by the way.
Because he went live on Instagram. I forgot
to
mention that.
And it showed up to her house, not the wedding, which is even creepier.
Well, the wedding was at the house.
Yeah. So he was like going through, and I mean, they've got married for like a blip of a second, right? Like, I mean, it was probably
55 hours.
And he was like, so on the live, Mahoney, he was like, hey, like going through and just introducing himself. All of her security, by the way, like he was just like going down the hills of wherever her home is. And just like kind of pushing his way through, and meanwhile being like, say, Jason Alexander. My name is Jason Alexander. I'm Britney's first wife. I'm here to crash the wedding.
Yeah.
Like shaking hands and just like, and everyone, like the florist, everybody, like, what do you do? Like, you're just there to do a job.
Like,
you're not a bodyguard. Like, what a wicko.
So, do you guys know who Kylie Minogue is?
Yeah. Was it I Think I'm Alone Now?
Or is Locomotion. That Tim?
No, Locomotion. Everybody's doing it.
So the whole thing with her is that the reason why she's in the news again is because she's been famous for many
the
years,
80s.
Right?
I remember that Locomotion from the 80s.
And she actually was the one that decided she was going to block Kylie Jenner from being able to launch the cosmetics line just called Kylie, because she's like, no.
She wanted to trademark
just the name Kylie. Which
is
like,
insane.
No, like,
that's a common name.
Right. So she's like, no, that's actually my name. And she was talking about it on that Watch What Happens Live.
Which is phenomenal. Was it Graham Norton who hosts
No,
that?
That's Andy Cohen's show.
Oh.
But that, no, I mean, you get a lot of pretty juicy stuff on Watch
What Happens
Live.
I like that Graham Norton show.
Graham Norton show is legit.
That is really good. But yeah, the Watch What Happens Live is interesting.
It was just business, obviously. I spent a lifetime, you know, protecting my brand and building my brand. So it was just something that had to be done.
Yes, it did.
We came to an agreement.
Love it.
Yeah, came to an agreement, which means that she got paid. But also, she launched her own beauty brand in 2019. It's called Kylie. And lip oil, lip gloss, eye-to-cheek glitter, lip-to-cheek color, shades of eyeshadow.
I think that there is something so powerful saying, I beat Kylie Jenner for brand for the name and rights to this name and this brand. You know what I mean? Because the Jenners and the Kardashians, there's pretty much nothing bigger than them.
That train could not be stopped.
It really can't. And no, Kylie came through with the locomotion.
There we go.
That's pretty good.
Follow the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on social media at Dave and Mahoney.
Is it still cool for kids to be like really into the pot culture in areas where pot is legal? Because like one of the things I remember growing up distinctly that made it so attractive to some of my friends is that it was taboo. It was against the rules
if you are under the age, I believe, of 18 or 21, depending on the state.
I think 21.
Anything that you're doing that is against the rules, there will always be a subculture of people who think that that's cool, because it's, I don't know, people, you feel like a rebel. It's, if you live somewhere where it's, you know, legal, you don't feel like you don't have that danger that's associated with it anymore, you know?
Like, you used to smoke a lot more weed.
For sure.
When it was illegal.
Yeah. Well, I've smoked 100 times more. I've smoked legal weed maybe once or twice.
That's it, huh?
In years that it's, you know, legal where I lived.
So the reason I ask is because there is a Colorado Board of Trustees that is weighing a proposal to change the town's name to Kush in honor of the local marijuana industry.
I mean, I feel like that's
is that a little extra.
You're just trying hard.
I mean,
so there's a business park that is 420 acres.
No, okay, you're done.
They host 70 cannabis growing operations and marijuana based businesses.
69. Like, come on. Like, okay. 420 acres. You missed. You had to go 70. You didn't do 69 just to really put the cherry on top of the ridiculousness that is this.
The mayor of this town, which is called, I think it's Moffat right now, M-O-F-F-A-T. Okay. I've never heard of it. Her name is Cassandra Fox with two X's.
That sounds like, do I subscribe to her OnlyFans? I may. I mean, you got
her
two X's.
Her second job is also working at
the
Buckle.
You got two X's in your last name?
At the Buckle. Said change is always good. The most dangerous phrase is we've always done it that way. That's the death of society.
Okay, she's one of these politicians that comes through on the motorcycle with like her sleeves ripped off.
Yeah.
With like her gun on
I'm
her
Cassandra
hip.
I'm Cassandra Fox. I'm the mayor of Kush, Colorado.
I'm the mayor of Kush, where we smoke weed and yeah. You just can't. I mean, like, cool, I guess.
You're just trying too hard.
Is it, though?
You're trying too hard.
It's like the neon, glow-in-the-dark, fuzzy poster of America. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like the Spencer's Gifts of America.
Spencer's Gift in town form. 100%.
Everyone that moves there gets a free pair of edible underwear.
Maybe they're having some kind of transmitting trouble. Why don't we phone the station?
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail. 833-YO-DUMMY. Again, 833-YO-DUMMY.
Please leave a message after the tone.
One thing that really stresses me out is having to sneeze while driving. Oh. It's the true Jesus take the wheel moment.
Message deleted.
Man, if you have a sneezing fit while driving, it is dangerous.
You know me, Dave. I am a big sneezer.
You got the dad sneeze on point.
I really, and like my whole body moves. I have thrown my back out from sneezing.
Have you really?
Yes, I have before.
That is so embarrassing.
When you are on the highway, especially when it's a lot of traffic and you're going like 75, 80 miles an hour, and you feel that sneeze, there is no more white knuckle moment than when it comes out, because you got to just like grip harder than anything.
Last time that happened to me? I thought this was impossible. I thought my eyeballs were going to pop out. I kept my eyes open.
I don't believe you.
It happened.
I don't think. I think you blinked very quickly.
Nope.
I think you blinked very, very quickly.
Nope. Didn't blink. Very proud of that.
Audrey, do you believe him that he didn't blink?
What? Do you,
at
don't
all?
Bring her into this.
Not
of course,
at
she's going to side with you.
I don't believe you at all. One
I bet
second.
I could do it right now.
Listen,
I just
Dave.
Don't have to sneeze.
I mean, I have done the whole like where you like wince so hard you try to keep your eyes.
No,
open.
No, I was like full on like eyes
that's
open.
That's not
like,
real.
Achoo.
You did not.
Yeah, I did.
No, there's no way. And I feel like that's even not safe. Just, like, go through the process of the sneeze. You blink. You close your eyes casually.
Don't tell me about car safety. You drove into a garage the other day.
Why you got to be bringing that up, Dave?
Why are you bringing that
up?
Yeah,
that's just
egregious.
I'm just saying,
Dave is the type of person to cut you down whenever you're...
You start coming to me telling me I can't keep my eyes open when I sneeze.
So you're
going
to hurt my feelings?
Yeah, it hurts your feelings by bringing up that you drove into an inanimate object. A whole ass garage.
It's time.
You're a toxic partner, Dave.
Yeah, Dave, what the hell? He's like, oh, you're going to come at me? Here's something really mean.
Yeah.
Really mean? You talked about it on the show. Like,
my feelings are hurt.
Yep. I'm sorry you had to deal with that, Audrey.
Thank
listen,
you,
listen to this white knight.
Oh, see, now he's coming
in.
For you.
Oh, I'm a white knight because
so
I'm a friend. Because
a
I'm
friend.
A friend to Audrey. I'm here to
you're
support
sorry
her.
She
are
had
you
to
a
go
friend?
Through this conversation.
What did let's, I, what, so last night.
He's a friend. He's going to loan me the $2,000 that it's going to cost.
$2,000.
Just kidding. I haven't time and I haven't.
I was going to say, did I not send you a nice message yesterday? I did.
You did. But listen.
100%.
What, sorry you drove into your garage?
No. No, Audrey posted something, and I said, you're way cooler than all the Spice Girls put together.
Heck yeah, he did.
That's right.
Ugh.
We're friends, Dave.
Yeah, that's what friends
that's
do.
That's what friends do.
We
they're
build
nice.
Each other up.
They're nice. Iron sharpens iron over this way, Dave.
Please leave a message after the tone.
the tone.
All right, guys. So, look, I'm trying to mix up my summer drinking. Right now, I'm all about those blonde ales. But what are some of your favorite cocktails that I need to try this summer? What should I get into?
Message deleted.
I introduced this to my good friend Audrey.
Blonde women? We tried blonde ales. What about blonde women?
Blonde women, pretty cool as well. But no, when it comes to like a summer cocktail, you get some of that orange vodka
and
soda, and it tastes like Fruit Loops.
It does taste like Fruit Loops.
And
Fruit Loop
it goes down real easy.
It really does. It's kind of dangerous.
It's so easy drinking that like it doesn't make you feel full. Like my problem with beers, right, is that you have several beers and you start to feel
heavier
full.
Ones like the hazies and stuff like that. Yeah, for sure you get that full feeling.
Yep.
Or stouts especially. But for me, my favorite, like I love beer and I could drink it all the time, but the one that you got to check out, and we've been talking about this one for years, Dave, is Club Soda and cucumber vodka.
Oh,
dude, it is the most refreshing. It doesn't feel like it's bad for you. It feels like it's good for you, and that's scary.
Yeah, you feel like you're at a spa, like drinking that cucumber water. Because where else would you drink cucumber water?
Like, effing cucumber vodka is the one that I've had. I don't know if there's other ones out there, but that particular one, Dave and I were at a bar in Chicago, you know, just drinking one night, and the bartender
suggested it. He's like, you should try this. And then we had 30 of them and died.
Beer for Breakfast on Alt 107.5 is presented by Big Dogs Brewing Company, supporting local craft beer in Las Vegas since 1993.
Let's do it.
All I want to do is drink beer.
We have made it to another Friday.
Barely.
All I want to eat is Empire.
The original, often imitated, never duplicated. 17,000 years running Beer for Breakfast. We've been doing this thing.
Long time.
Basically since the 90s. Mm-hmm. That's not true. Mid-2000s. Like 13 years running. But we love it. We love drinking. We love drinking with friends, and we love featuring good craft beer.
And Friday morning, just every single week just hits.
And we've worked so hard this week, and we are gainfully employed once again on a Friday.
We're surprised every week.
Every week. Stunned. Like, it's still?
Can't believe it.
Yeah.
Still, huh?
Huh. How about that?
Yeah.
You think it's like one of those things like back in the foreclosure era of 2008 to like 2012 when the banks just forgot about houses? You think that's what our company has done? They just forgot to lay us off or fire us?
They've been meaning to.
We just fly under the radar.
They're just so unimportant and underpaid that we don't even bother.
Which, hey, we will absolutely take it. And the beer that we are featuring today on the award-winning Beer for Breakfast, the Rogue Pineapple Party Punch. That's going to be
the beer is award-winning or we are?
No, we are award-winning.
We are?
Yeah, we won an award once.
Yeah.
I also came, I was like voted third best looking man in the city.
You voted yourself to third best looking man.
No, I voted myself to second best looking man in the city, and then somebody else got like a vote bot and pushed me down. And
sure, they got a vote
stole
bot.
Stole my handsome thunder. Yeah. Those sons of bitches.
Should have stopped the count, huh? Yeah, the election was stolen.
I would like a recount. I would like a recount. Where are the electors?
Yeah.
Where are the electors? So the Rogue Pineapple Party Punch. Comes in at 8.4% alcohol by volume. Today being served from a 4-pack and a 16-ounce beautiful aluminum can. I mean, Rogue is always very good with their designs. Rogue's been around out of the Northwest for a long, long time. One of the OGs that have been around. And, you know, very clean, but it's got a tiki cup on it. You know, just when you think of a party punch, you think of tiki stuff, and that the pineapple and the coconut on there kind of tell you what's in it, because this is a hazy pale ale brewed with pineapple and toasted coconut.
I don't want toes in my beer. Did you say toes?
Toasted.
Oh.
Toasted.
You act like you ain't never sucked on toes.
I have never sucked on a toe.
You ain't never sucked on a toe in your entire life.
I swear to God, I've done a lot of nasty stuff. I've never sucked on a toe.
After a couple of these.
Yeah, maybe. We'll see.
Some toasted coconuts coming your way.
Sky in the chat, twitch.tv/Dave Mahoney, curious if we won our macaroni award for this segment.
I don't think the macaroni awards have been given out yet to the fine folks in radio. The five categories in which we rate every single beer here on Beer for Breakfast: look, smell, taste, feel, And drinkability is how we rate every single beer. Let's start off with the look of the Rogue Pineapple Party Punch.
The look of it surprised me because
it's darker than you would imagine.
It's called a Pineapple Party Punch, right?
Dehydrated.
Yeah, it looks dehydrated.
It does look like dehydrated pee.
It looks like dehydrated
pee. It does.
You're exactly right.
Yeah. I have to pee pretty bad right now, so that's like the first thing that I'm just like, I'm looking at that and I'm like,
it's a dark orange. I mean, there's some like almost like if you hold it to a direct light, there's some light amber that starts to shine through. Very hazy. Not a ton of carbonation, but with a regular pour, you did get about 2.5 inches of very pillowy white head. Decent amount of lacing going down the side of my glass as we continue to drink. Let's move on to the next category, which is the smell of the Rogue Pineapple Party Punch. Let's take a big whiff.
Fragrant.
I'm getting some sweetness in there. Not a ton of hops.
Hops. For a hazy, you're not getting. Hardly any hops in this that are coming.
Definitely
through.
Smell some alcohol though.
Alcohol is surprisingly prevalent, especially mine's been. I've had mine open for about 45 minutes. Mine is warmed up a little bit, so the alcohol is definitely more pronounced there, and a little bit of that like tropical punch. You know, kind of like you would like Hawaiian tropical punch. It has a bit of that to it. And it's not overwhelming, and it's not like a queen sweetness, but there is a underlying sweetness overall.
It tastes to me like, did you ever, whenever you were at a frat party, you're saying tropical punch.
Yeah.
And like,
you talk about
like
jungle juice.
Yeah. It tastes like a hooch to me.
It kind of has some jungle juice vibes to it, for sure.
I mean, like somebody like with like good beer. I mean, obviously, I know that usually when you would do that, if anybody would put jungle juice like with beer, is always Bud Light. So like, get that out of your head. But I mean, it definitely has the pairing of...
Wait, they would mix beer and jungle juice together?
So like, it would be more, not like, like minus the alcohol, but like sometimes like it depended on the party or like the tailgate, if you wanted to like prolong like what you were drinking, they would mix like some like juice and beer.
Yeah. But oh,
I
no
mean, so yeah. Oof. I mean, but it's like college, come on. Like,
no, even
everything.
In college, I no, just keep
we
them separate.
Okay, we were trash.
Yeah, okay, right? Fair,
we were
fair.
I'll love you. But yeah, no, or even like the lunchbox shots is kind of what I'm is reminiscent to me of, where it's just like, you know, beer mixed with whatever like the almond cherry liqueur is. I can't remember. Amaretto.
Yeah,
but yeah, so it's just, it's a good flavor. It's a little bit different though. I'm not sure if this is like a gateway of sorts. I feel like you already got to be in the pool in order to enjoy this. You know what I mean?
Yeah, there's some hazies out there that if you're traditionally not a beer drinker, but you love, let's just say, mimosas, that will blow your, knock your socks off, and you'll be happy at a Sunday brunch. This one's a little bit different. As I think you're spot on there. Cheers. I don't know if you've had a chance to take a drink, Dave, but
I've had
several
lot.
Drinks.
Yeah.
But I'm going to take another drink of the Rogue Pineapple Party Punch before we get to my review.
Yeah, so
it is tart.
I was expecting, like, when you call it pineapple party punch, that you're going to have a lot more sweetness to it, and there's just not. Like, it's tart, and then it has that, like, hop bite on the backside.
But it's very mild. That's a very mild hop bite, I think.
Kind of.
It's not. It's different.
It's definitely there.
It's there, and it's just not getting masked by any of the fruit, which is what I'm like.
Well,
so
it's
confused
not. It's
about.
Not overly pineapple-y. You know, for being called pineapple party punch, I almost feel like
I don't get any pineapple.
I get more coconut than I do.
I am getting a lot of coconut.
I get a lot more coconut than I do pineapple. The pineapple, like, pineapple is one of those. There are a couple breweries across the country that do pineapple really well. It's a harder fruit to work with when it comes to brewing, because you got to use a lot and you got to use it in the right way. This one, again, I was expecting it to be big pineapple forward just because of the name. I think it does have a nice juiciness to it. There is that. It does remind me of a punch.
Yeah, it's a punch.
It reminds me of a punch. It's just, if you would have told me this was a like almost a mixed drink, I wouldn't necessarily believe right off the bat, but I could see like, oh, maybe.
You drop a big fat ice cube in this thing.
Drink it through a straw, in a tumbler.
And you're like, yeah.
Mahoney, for me, whenever I'm drinking this, I mean, it's to be quite honest, it's just not one of my favorites. I think
you brought
1,000 that are just so much. I'm not saying that this is a bad beer.
It's not a bad beer.
You brought better.
Oh, for sure.
But with that being said, I was expecting, because whenever you have fruit, a lot of times, whenever the fruit is paired with that hazy taste, it just doesn't. It just feels like two combos that are there and they're not really working together. It's like they're two flavor profiles that aren't matching. That's exactly right.
Like this beer is doing multiple things, but in my opinion, not doing
not
any
balanced.
Of them like really well.
And that's
my favorite part of this beer is the 8.42%. Like, the booze
amount.
And the packaging. This is one of
it's
those
a good
things.
Looking
this
package.
Is like, this is
that's
a good looking can. This is something that absolutely, you know, I'm a sucker for marketing. You know, I'm a sucker for just branding in general. I would pick this beer up.
Yeah,
you
mean,
picked a beer based on just the packaging.
For sure.
Yeah, it's a good-looking package, so you're going to grab it, but then it's
that's
not gonna,
why I grabbed it.
It's not going to
perform.
And
then it's middling.
Yeah. I will grab any good-looking package that I see. Yeah, the alcohol is more present than I kind of imagined, especially considering I've had some triples in the 10 and 11 and 12% range that you just mask it completely. And this one, the alcohol is present. That coconut is very present. A light pineapple. But there is like a weird fruiting, like a fruit punchness to it that exists.
Kind of hard to describe.
It's an interesting beer. You may love this. I like it. I don't love it. The mouthfeel, medium body, this thick. The drinkability at 8.4% alcohol by volume. I think this is a beer that you know you're going to drink, but I'm a one beer, one and done with this. Yeah. I would not finish a four pack of beer of this.
I don't know if I can even finish this one.
That's fair.
The sweetness in my mouth, like it's like, you know, whenever you feel like you got like the sugar bugs on your teeth,
yeah.
It's like I feel like I just need a tongue scraper.
Yeah.
And I've only had like a couple sips. Yeah. Like Mahoney, I'm with you. I don't even know if this is a bathing suit beer.
This is definitely not a bathing suit beer.
It's just like, and again, with some of these beers, when they are,
this is
it feels like it's supposed to be a light beer, right? A light.
Nah. I would pick this
summertime,
up thinking
maybe.
That this is a summertime
beer
and it's not.
It's more of a fall beer. I believe that. But for me, you know, it's. And price point is high.
Yeah.
And you throw that in there, and I think that all plays to the score that I'm going to give it right now, Dave.
Here you go.
Oh, Mahoney's Beer Scout Supremacy, I give the Rogue Pineapple Party Punch a 3.5 out of 5.
Dave and Mahoney, every weekday morning from 6 to 10.
What a headline this is. Adult relations can help men live longer.
Mm-hmm.
And I've got, I mean, depending on your situation, maybe that's really good news or really bad news, but they say some of the surprising health benefits, improving sleep.
Okay.
Keeping the immune system strong.
Yes.
Tell me more.
For women, it helps with bladder control.
Really?
For women and men,
it
lowering blood
your
pressure.
Oh.
Pelvis.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Lowers the risk of heart attacks. Obviously can improve fertility. And for women, can relieve menstrual and premenstrual cramps. If you're willing to go down that red road.
Well, I mean, for women, I feel like most of the time we are okay with doing that if we're on the red road.
Depends on how early in the relationship
it's
it is.
It's the dudes.
Like, yeah, I ain't scared.
Early on, it's like, whatever.
Mahoney said, I ain't scared.
Never.
He had a half a beer, and he's like, let's go, baby.
You got a dark-colored towel. We good.
Let's get black as night sheets.
Man,
that's right.
We're about to do stuff that's a lot dirtier than this. So yeah.
Flip the mattress.
Yeah, we're staying in a Super 8.
This wasn't a murder scene.
Somebody has already bled on this.
Oh, God.
But here's the really good news is that, you know, again, based on your situation, maybe, you know, you and your partner have a great relationship and that's you're very active in that department. You don't even need a partner, though. For guys.
Solo?
If you go solo, it can also have many of those same benefits.
Okay, yeah. So but what about for girls? We just catch like a sprained something down there?
Yeah. I mean, there's some of the benefits, but I don't know why this is written for...
This feels like this is just targeted towards
no,
me.
No, I feel like...
by a dude, no, for a dude.
No,
by dudes, for dudes.
That's right.
We have...
Chevy.
Like a rock.
End this now. Thank you.
Need more Dave and Mahoney? Be sure to follow them on social media at Dave and Mahoney and visit DaveandMahoney.com.
Fabulous.
Way out in the land of the setting sun, where the wind blows wild and free, there's a lovely spot, just the only one, that means home sweet home to me. If you follow the old Kit Carson trail till the desert meets the hills, oh, you certainly will agree with me, it's the place of a thousand thrills. Nevada, home means the hills, home means a sage in the pine, out by the Truckee silvery rills, out where the sun always shines, here is the land that I love the best, fairer than all I can see, she's deep in the heart of the golden west, home means Nevada to me, one more time now, home Nevada to me.